With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. From its fiery rhetoric to an AI video insulting American workers, China lashing out at the U.S. over President Trump's tariffs. Never mind that China's been doing the very same thing to the U.S. for years, along with non-tariff restrictions on American products. Through it all, President Trump is standing firm.
The president defends his newly launched trade war, claiming the tariffs are bringing $2 billion into the U.S. every day, and dozens of nations want to negotiate.
Right now, Japan is flying here to make a deal. South Korea is flying here to make a deal, and others are flying here.
Even though some economists have warned of higher prices, the president slapped another 50% tariff on Chinese goods, raising the combined total to 104% against China. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Does the Trump tariff strategy threaten Republican unity on Capitol Hill?
In a Senate hearing and interviews with reporters this week, Republican skepticism of President Donald Trump's agenda reached a level unseen since he won the GOP presidential nomination last year. While GOP lawmakers made sure to direct their concern at Trump's aides and advisors, it still amounted to a rare Republican break from the president. Lawmakers are worried about warnings that the plans could lead to a recession.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump says America is awash in coal and should take advantage of that precious natural resource to power its future. He's rolling back federal regulations that hinder the use of coal. The nightclub roof collapse in the Dominican Republic has claimed 98 lives. Search crews continue hunting for survivors in the rubble. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures at the moment are in the red. The Dow futures down 365 points. NASDAQ futures are off 38 points. This is SRN News. The IRS drops its investigation of a Florida church.
The congregation of the New Way Christian Fellowship in Palm Coast prayed during services for a local political candidate. That prompted the tax agency to launch a probe, which has now been finally called off. First Liberty Institute defended the church, and spokesman Jeremy Diss says, quote, "We're pleased the IRS not only closed its investigation, but affirmed that this church's activities of praying for political candidates during its church service do not threaten its tax-exempt status." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is warning that persecution of Christians and other religious minorities is reaching crisis levels in India. A new report by the commission finds that vigilante violence, targeted and arbitrary killings, and demolition of property in places of worship are spreading widely. The commission blames harsh rhetoric by Hindu nationalist leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This is SRN News. Theater owners implementing new rules with the arrival of a new movie.
Movie theaters around the world are warning young moviegoers against being disruptive during screenings of a Minecraft movie. Viral video on social media shows teenagers shouting, throwing drinks and popcorn, squirting hand cream, and destroying theater seats. A New Jersey theater owner banned unaccompanied teenagers after memes on TikTok incited destructive behavior based on lines in the movie. He said some of the parents actually defended the teenagers. In England, movie theaters have warned viewers they could be ejected if they cause a disruption. Minecraft far exceeded expectations by taking in more than $313 million at the global box office in its first 4 days. The movie stars Jason Momoa and Jack Black. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton entering the U.S. Senate primary race against Republican John Cornyn. More details at SRNNews.com.